Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Motherfucking boom! Kaboom in the hills! Hey, welcome everyone to the Hyper Sloth. I don't know if you can hear me. I had some difficulty signing in. Not Blog Talk Radio's fault. My own fault. I wait to the last minute to do everything, and then, of course, I overlook something vitally important. So I decided tonight, even though I've abandoned Skype for video calls because there's a lag, I figured I'd give it a try for the voice. And I forgot that I'd canceled my subscription, so I can't just call it in. For free. You can do Skype for free, but you can't just call a phone for free. So I had to go through the whole process of setting up a credit card debit thing. And that was a nightmare. I almost decided to call in on my phone, but I'm in the illustrious Southern Hemisphere's Hypersaw Studios in the audio booth, which is why it sounds so sweet, assuming you. But it's so confined that I don't actually get a phone signal in here because of all the padding and the insulation and the wood and the sheetrock and all that. So I couldn't do that. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck it. Sorry. Or aren't we all kind of rushing around this time of year? It seems like starting in November 1st, we start rushing and we continue rushing till about January 15th. And then we'd say, fuck it, I'm done rushing. And then we go back to work, which always blues. But, hey, it's post-Christmas, which is depressing for some, a huge fucking relief for others. I'm on board with that one. So if you'd like to chime in on how your Christmas went, did it go good? Did it go bad? Did you get everything you wanted? Were you on the good list or the naughty list? Well, hey, give me a call at 646-4616. I'll say it again slower for all you people with slow ears. 646-478-6616. My Christmas went well. Spent it here. Child got everything he hoped for. Not everything he hoped for, but the things that he got, he was quite relieved. Because there were some things that... we were not going to get him that he wanted. So $300 Mercedes-Benz child's car that even takes CDs and shit. And we're like, Santa Claus is not going to get that for you, and neither are we. But he's like, I'm on the good list. So I can't wait to get that car. Of course, he didn't get the car. Pleased with everything he had. And he never said, why didn't I get this or why didn't I get that? He was very stoked about everything. Things that we knew that his grandparents, my parents, and my wife's mom and dad were going to get him. So that even that he really wanted. And so we were a little nervous that whenever he didn't open those from us, that he would go ballistic because he wasn't going to get these other gifts until later. And he didn't. He was totally cool. He got some things he didn't expect. I think he was really surprised by some things. So all in all, it was good. And I'll tell you one thing that he did get, never heard of before, never asked before, or asked for the of, asked for before. It was a minute decision on my part. And I don't even know why. It can fit Reddit and or Facebook. They kind of go hand in hand with me. And by inspiration to buy for him a DVD of a movie that is one of my favorites ever since I saw it. Should be one of your favorites too. I don't care how cool you think you are. You should fucking love you some Pee Wee Herman. Yeah, he got working it in a porno theater, but that was internet. You couldn't just jerk it at home. know, you got to jerk it. Come on. But I got him Pee-wee's Big Adventure on DVD. The first Pee-wee movie, I think the only Pee-wee movie, actually, he had a TV show, but the first Pee-wee movie that I think it was Tim Burton's directorial debut, at least on a major release. And, man, he loved it. He loved it so much that he watched it stop. He stopped once to use the bathroom and ended up, I pause it. And this is surrounded by other Christmas presents that he loves. He sat still, a six-year-old boy, and watched the whole thing. And then 2 hours later, begged me to put it on again, and he watched it again. And it's good. And like a good children's movie, it's not really a children's movie. There's a lot of humor there for savvy adults to enjoy. And it's a movie that'll grow with you. I think that's a good kids movie. A kids movie shouldn't just be stupid and ain't bullshit that caters to a 1 to 2 year fucking demo. It should be something that you can grow. You can watch over and over and over again. And every time you watch it, every leap in sort of maturity, you catch different jokes until even as an adult, you're like, oh my God, I never realized that was about that. So
I take a menu.
Wow, sounds like a song is playing. Even though I didn't
Friday,
do it.
Hey, bitch, I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it. Your fried eggs.
I have no idea what's going on here.
I take a menu, please.
I don't know why that is
playing. I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of...
Well, that's certainly odd. Why that song playing? I have no idea. That's very bizarre. Huh. Alrighty. Well, at any rate, I completely lost my train of thought. But, hey, you know what? I'll go ahead and play that song. Why not? Here we go. I'll play some Fried Eggs and Ham, bitch, for you. It goes a little bit of something like this.
Bitch, I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it. Do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of protein. Trying to take my plate. Ha! You see me get me? Snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds because I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right for breakfast. Omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed if you're hungry. You need a hearty meal, yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal. Saliva flowing, my stomach knowing, I'm sick of these throwing them. Fried eggs and ham, bitch, it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like a member, but I do it for a space style. I'm a breakfast food pile, stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Child. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Okay, I really have no idea what's going on. Things are going completely psycho chaotic here. Songs are just playing on a whim. It must be a poltergeist. I have no idea what's happening. I'm totally confused. Totally, as I say, confused. I was playing a song. Another song's not playing, and another song came on. I don't know what's going on here. I'm confused. I don't at all. So Zigzag's not on. I wonder if he called in as host and somehow both hosts. Huh. Interesting. Hang on. Hang on a second. Ah, so Double Z is trying to host and he's playing some music while I'm trying to play music. That's funny. But hey, he kicked off Internet Love Song, so let's go ahead and finish it out.
Are smoking. cigars are smoking, and I upload my goods.
Oakley Doakley.
Wow, so I guess we're both on.
Yeah.
I'm here. Are you there?
Finally we're both on. Sorry about that. There was a little a mix up, and that's for sure.
So what's up?
Just glad to wrap it up. Rufus, what about yourself?
Yeah, me too.
Sound like it. You sound disappointed that they're wrapping up.
Oh, no, that's exhaustion. That's not disappointment. I'm just excited.
Wow, I'm sorry if I was blowing your ears up there. Is my mic a little hot?
No, it's good.
Just checking. Hey, I just wanted to call us up there. 16, call us up and tell us how I fucked up the beginning for 15 minutes. And I'm not going to call Rufus. I'm blaming Guitar Center.
I think
you can. Is
the rant intro?
Yes.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Let me tell you what happened with Guitar Center. So, you know, I'm dedicated to the show, Rufus. You understand that, right? And
sure.
I think our callers know that as well.
Of course.
So I was in the market for a new microphone because my Yeti mic, I thought was a piece of shit. Now I'm thinking everything else I have is a piece of shit, and that mic was thinking I get too confused with all the windows open here. So I go to my friendly Guitar Center, and I'm showering some stuff for my daughter, right? I know nothing about drums. Also found out, do not go to Guitar Center 2 days before
Christmas. Oh, no.
Not a good idea. Definitely not a good idea.
Cacophony.
So, I get to Guitar Center in the drum section. And like I said, I know nothing about drums, and my daughter desperately wants a ride cymbal for Christmas. What that is, I have no idea. I did find out, though, eventually. But we're walking around the store. It's just me and my buddy. He decided to go with me. We decided to, a little bit of pot to smoke for sitting there in the store. We're waiting for someone to help us. Well, no one helps us. No one finds a guy in some of these symbols over here. And the guy's like, sure, I can help you. It's helping. I hearken back to my days at Lowe's where I had that great idea where we should wear a vest that coincides where teeth, so to speak.
Yes.
Because this guy, as you find this ride symbol, and you know, I obviously you've been to a Guitar Center, you've probably never been in the symbol, but I liken it to the guitar room, except where people are, instead of everyone strumming out of tune guitars, people are just mashing on fucking cymbals.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's gorgeous. That's like a Buddhist fucking
thing. Yeah, it was a cacophony of frustration. Let's say that. So
awesome.
He's disping me, quote unquote, and we're going through, and he's like, I don't know. Is this a ride cymbal? I'm like, I don't know. I told you I didn't know. You're supposed to say, like, after 10 minutes, he's like, well, honestly, I'm the manager.
What?
I'm like, okay. He's like, I know nothing about drums.
Manager.
Thinking to myself, well, how do you get to be manager? Well, I mean, I guess the name itself, it's not called drums. Maybe I should have went to Drum Center.
Oh, there you go.
Instead.
There you go.
Instead of Guitar Center. So, of course, he steers me towards, like, $180 ride symbol. He is the manager after all.
Right.
And I'm like, no, she's six. She does not need a $400 ride symbol. So I go with like some, I don't know, pro pack or something on clearance for $139. And then it takes me like an hour to fuck out. So while I'm standing around checking out, I'm like, well, I'll be selfish and check out some shit for myself. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I pick up a new mic, an AKG, a nice mic. It's a nice mic setup. It's mic. I say to the guy, well, you know, I don't know if my line six thing will power. Right? And he's like, sure it will. So my unplugging thing, well, I have to buy a new mic cord, you know, the little fucking 9 yards. So I go to set it up just now, right? Like before the show, I was thinking, like, fuck is going on? So I plug it into my line six UX1, which does not have phantom power for this condenser mic.
Oh, no.
UX2 does, apparently. So that's a problem, though, because I was getting even without the power, I signal. The problem was in the $17 fucking 5-foot cord they sold me doesn't work.
No,
doesn't work at all. Work at all. The problem on the show, and it kept saying, your mic is not registering. And I'm like, fucking, I'm like, brand new fucking cord, it's not working.
It was returned.
And find the cord and use my old cord.
Yeah.
And it's up.
Of course.
So, and you know, the problem being, looking at them, they're almost $117. The other one I bought at like a junk shop for like $6.40.
Yep.
It's 3 times longer and works.
That's what she said.
It's a miracle, Rufus. It's a Christmas miracle. So I want to apologize to the listeners. If you stayed with us, which you probably didn't, and we can't even blame Blog Talk Radio, but you know what? I can always find someone to blame. And
that's
it
true.
Will not be myself.
Absolutely. No, nothing is ever my fault.
You know? Right. And it shouldn't be. And I'm sure it's not.
It's not.
Especially when it comes to the significant other.
Absolutely.
I will never admit my wife.
No, I won't either. I'll weep about
all I can think
alone.
About is, you know that, have you ever seen those guys that get in their whole family's like in a car in like 9 feet of snow, and
yes.
Instead of turning around, the guy's like, nope, I know this is the fucking road. I just know it. We're not going back.
Yeah.
Quit your crying, kids. Shut up.
14 days later, they're getting rescued.
Well, he's not, because somehow in the middle of it all, he's like, fuck this. I'd rather go out in the cold and die than sit in the fucking car with these crooks.
Exactly. It's like, fine and bitch.
Fuck this. You guys are on your own.
I got a flashlight.
Like, you know what's funny?
I'll make it.
If you ever watch one of those things, we would be the safest people in the world because they know that my head is like, cookie stuck underneath the seat, so I'm sure we could live a full 2 weeks if we were ever stranded. How are the holidays going? We had some family up to visit for the holidays.
And then, well, we did Christmas here alone, and then Mike came up a couple of days later, 20s and a few days here for some that up here, saw the place, I liked it. Thought it was cool. My kid got what?
Are they going to move into your?
Oh, no.
Did they like it that much?
No, they didn't like it that much. But I think they liked it that much. Old. So they're setting their ways.
You didn't invite them?
No. So they move in with us? No, of course not.
Well, that's what I mean. You didn't invite them to move there.
No.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Texas that you probably don't want to leave.
Oh, man, I guess, dude. So when they were
all right, here, good news.
We went to the MENA, M-E-E-A, Arc, which is south of us, and it's only 30 minutes away. It's not like an hour-long trip to Florida. And we go through it every time we go to Texas. And we've never stopped there, but we passed through it, so we're familiar.
Beer.
And lo and behold, it's in a wet county. So now we only have to go 30 miles away for beer instead of 60 miles away.
Beer.
I'm so excited.
I guess you can spot right when you get there, the first wet, and make a few friends, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely.
Assuming you haven't already. Sorry, I'm trying to roll up a joint here, Rufus, so bear with me, please. Been that kind of day.
No, I can see you. I can see you.
Oh, Danielle, that's right. You can see me. It's not fair. That's not fair at all.
Yeah, but what sucks is even without the video, there's still a lag. That blows.
Yes, there. You know what would be better if I'm out? This is my iPhone.
That's, I don't know. Because it's low quality, that's why I wanted to do it on Skype, because at least the mic captures the better audio. But if there's a delay, what the fuck does it
mean? No, I didn't. I really didn't notice the sound quality of your phone being that poor when I listened to the playback. Was it that bad?
It sounded like I was a guest, like I called in. Your vocal was beautiful, silky smooth, and mine was all tinny, like I was talking through a megaphone.
What do you think we can do to run you a line out there?
I just need to email the guy. I got a guy there. I'll just email him.
Yeah, get your guy on the horn, would you?
Well, he's the man who probably doesn't have it.
Yeah. That's what I find. People in situations usually might be good for service, but are not good at tech specs of thing. At least our center.
Well, it's all about delegating. So you don't know anything. You just delegate to somebody who else does. I don't know anything about that. I'll delegate this to the symbol guy.
The highlight of the whole thing was, though, that I bought my daughter a new drum throne as well. For people that don't know what a drum throne is, that is actually a fancy name for a drum seat. It's so they can charge you like four times the price of a stool. But they call it a throne because it's very regal. But, of course, I wanted the cheapest one because it would be sick in like 3 months of lessons. This is after he tried to sell me the $329 throne.
Jesus.
Believe it or not, they offer a $1,200 throne.
You
it's like hand. It's hand-stitched. It's like factory England. I mean, for that kind of price, I think they should probably come over and take a sculpture of your buttocks.
Exactly.
To make sure you're in complete comfort on this thing.
That's ridiculous.
But I buy the cheapest throne, and it's in some, like, what, the Amex F or whatever at Guitar Center, which is in a strip mall. And the Annex happens to be like some, I don't know, I would say an attic. This guy had to actually scale the wall.
Wow.
Climb like 40 feet back into some came out fucking filthy. And that made my day.
Spiders and dust.
Yes.
Well, guess what we got?
I actually think he ruined his shirt.
So we got our kid for Christmas.
A drum set.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I put it together when
he
was
jamming away.
Jamming is an interesting word for it, but he's hitting them for sure.
That's jamming, correct?
That's right.
That was jamming.
Hit the draw. He's an avant-garde jazz soloist.
Right. He's actually, I like to call him, he's cutting edge. He doesn't follow the rules. He makes the rules.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But holy shit, I had
I
to
think
put
they
that
call
thing
that,
together, and it's a nightmare.
Oh, yes, drum keys and all that shit. That's why I could. Yeah, I thought putting strings on a guitar was a pain in the ass. Putting together a fucking drum kit tests every fucking mental.
No.
First of all, how do you tune a drum? I don't know. I'm not sure my daughter's drum kit is tuned.
I don't know. I buy strings once every 5 years, but with a drum thing, you've got all these fucking knobs and gears and ratchets and fucking gizmos. So I think I'm going to go ahead and put it in the burn pile.
Last time I changed my my strings on my guitar, they were so rusty I had to go get a tetanus shot.
Is that right? I just coat mine in tetanus.
good idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I look like a totally idiot. I was to tune my daughter's drum. I don't know, because it's the only people that hear it are me and my wife and my daughter. And I was like, yeah. Sounds good. Sounds damn.
It sounds like a drum.
Yeah, that gets a little kid. And that now, then my foot hurts so bad. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not tightening it anymore.
Oh, my God. Speaking of wrist hurting, for the kid's birthday, which was a few weeks before Christmas, we got him a trampoline. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, what a nightmare that was putting together. But the pads that go around it, you had to tie these little, these ribbons.
Yeah, like two inches.
Yeah, and they're elastic, right? So the little ribbon's only like an inch, but you stretch it, and it's like 5 inches. So not only do you have to tie it, but you have to hold it stretched out.
That's
to work. Yeah. And after 15 of those, I swear to God, my thumb was, I mean, it's a rip. When Mr. Olympia would
rip. You can have like a special little glove made that shows off your thumb muscle.
Yes, I am. A thumb muscle glove.
Mine's like that for texting. I'm actually having two fancy gloves made for my thumb. My muscle is fucking massive.
Your textulous muscle. Mine's calloused.
Yeah, I sprained it for a few days, dude. I had to answer my phone.
Yeah, right. I had to keep my hand up.
Would you rather text someone or talk to someone on the phone?
Fucking text any day. I don't even know why we still talk to people on the phone. Fucking text and email, please.
I can agree with that.
Dude,
there was a time since I was Eve. That I thought to myself, I will never fucking text someone. How impersonal and retarded.
Right.
And then I was thinking in the shower the other day, I'm like, I would rather fucking text someone than to face any fucking day of the life. Except for you, of course, our beautiful listeners.
You know what I love about my job is I've been working for this company going on 4 years now. I deal with the CEO and a few developers, and we use IM, Yahoo chat, and email. I have talked to the CEO once when I was interviewed for the job, and then once on a call with me. And in 4 years, I have not spoken to the guy ever, or anyone else for that matter, on the phone.
Probably why you still have...
Exactly. That's why texting and emailing...
It is. And there is no tone. How hard you try, like, I mean, all caps, yes, is very fucking rude. There's no doubt that I feel like something in all caps, I'm best. Am I incorrect?
Not incorrect. And well, I don't know, that can be pretty disrespectful. Too.
Or, here's what sucks. I type a lot, but I'm sure I've been able to, like, just look at the screen and fucking type, right? I can't do it, right? I'm just not. So sometimes all caps will be on, and I'll do a whole fucking, like, paragraph.
Yeah.
And so at the end of it, instead of – so I don't want to sound rude. I just put, sorry, all caps. Fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You know, this guy that worked for me, he would insist on not looking at his fingers and trying to type. I don't know if you would say appropriately or correctly or whatever.
Sure.
And he would make so many fucking mistakes. Ridiculous. He would see he made a mistake 90% of the time. Sometimes he didn't even see it at all. You know what I mean? He just assumes that he's typing correctly.
Yeah.
And then it would be like every fourth letter he would like have to delete, retype, delete, retype, delete, retype. And I'm just like, fucking look at the god keyboard. Would you? You're wasting more trying to know how to fucking type. Then you are just, you know, if you would just look at the fucking keyboard in case someone is watching.
Yeah. Luckily for me, when I was in
Go ahead.
I was going to talk about typing. When I had high school, I reached that point, you've had all your, so you have, like, electives to take, so typing.
Right.
So yeah, I could fucking demon, you know, I don't look at anything.
Typing
tests, so it was like 96% accuracy.
I took typing as well, and typed doctrines, like real fucking typewriters.
Yeah.
Right? Did not learn on a fucking typewriter.
No, I did.
On a typewriter. Because, honestly, really? And an honest electric, I mean, there is no fucking delete. I think that's probably why they invented the computer.
It was ink.
They got sick of all the paper in whiteout that you had to fucking deal with.
It was bad for the environment.
Spent your typing ability.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you saw me hat to you, sir.
I did. I didn't do
so, are you ready for the new year? I mean, I'm a little bittersweet about tonight's show, Rufus.
What's that?
It's a little bittersweet. It's our last show of 14, dude. It's the last show of 14.
I'm not bittersweet because I know 2015 is going to blow season out of the fucking water.
That's true. I'm not bittersweet about that either. I mean, it's weird, though, because it just means I'm probably going to get and older and fatter because it's 15 and not 14 anymore. I can always be like, man, I was looking good in 14. What happened in 15?
Your voice broke up kind of a little bit at the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
Well, that's the way it goes.
But anyway, yeah. So I know that it's going to kill it, dude. I'm just joking about that. I, you know how I am.
Yes, I know.
That was just cutting a little too close. So, 14, right?
I think 14
is good. We've got 100 shows under our belt. 100
yes.
Fucking shows. We invented the fucking button.
Dude, true.
There's nothing wrong with 14. 14 fucking rock. Did we wrote fucking
there was nothing wrong with 14, but I think 14.
Did we fucking.
But I think 14 was foundational. 14 was foundational. It was the
I think
slab.
We made our bit.
14 was the slab that the castle of 2015 is going to be built upon.
I think that Rufus laying down some roots is going to fucking catapult us to the next level.
I think so too, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ. I've been
a you've been a wanderer, places. My friend.
That's true. I thought about that yesterday. It is bold. It's experience.
Hats off to you.
Thank you. What you drinking there?
That's fucking gutsy, dude. I admire it.
Why?
If, you know what, though? If the internet was better around the world, that would not be a problem.
That's true. Oddly, it was than it is here.
Oddly enough, yes. Agreed. Well, that's where you were in Nicaragua was probably a bigger town than where you're at now.
That's absolutely true. You're right.
So they needed more bandwidth in Nicaragua than they need it there in Arkansas.
Spanish word for bandwidth is?
Mark. What is Mark Benny? Is he any idea?
No, none.
Well, let's see. I thought that it meant bandwidth. I guess I was wrong.
No, I think you're wrong. Band with hats.
Band hats? All right, that makes sense. That does make sense. See, I knew I think when I was watching Clappers the other day.
Right.
Oh my, you ever watching soap operas?
Oh yeah, they're fucking insane.
And the chicks are so hot.
Absolutely. They don't fuck.
They're amazing. And the stuff that they have these chicks wearing is, like, insane. Apparently, the censors watch the Spanish soap operas. They don't think or watch them. Like, any 12-year-old kid leaves his room because he has the Spanish soap opera on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get outside of America. Right, go down Central South America and stuff. There's none of that political correctness fucking gentrification bullshit. It's like men are fucking men and women are hot babes. And that's it. And that's how it is. Don't fucking question it.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I was thinking about when I was in Italy, like at night, instead of like 800 numbers, they would have, I swear to God, dude, it was like soft porn on the regular TV, not even on cable, be like 2 minutes of soft porn to try to get you to like either watch some porn or call one of these agents. And it was like fucking naked chicks and, dude, not really. You know how like when you see a bad Cinemax porn, and it's like a gay dude that's like totally like behind some super fake titted bitch.
He's just rubbing
and,
her
like,
thigh.
Trying to hump her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like limp somehow.
But it was like somehow.
It was on in the middle of the night. And I'm like, dude, no offense, this is good enough for me. I mean, I was like, yeah, that works.
I can't wait till the next commercial.
I'm like, I can't believe it's free.
That's right.
In trouble.
Oh, wait, I'm not done. Goddamn, next commercial.
And that's what it's like, dude. That's the frustration. That must be why every, like, Italian guy is supposed to be a good lover. He's, like, constantly horny because he had to leave after the last fake commercial for porn.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that was, I'm so, you're a 12-year-old kid, dude. I bet that their rapes are, bro.
I
like
are.
8 million.
No, I bet they're zero.
Because every, like, from 12 to, I guarantee you there's no, like, 12 to 50 rape anybody because they're just home jacking it, watching fucking the commercials. That's how they keep people at home and out of trouble. They just put free porn at night.
God damn, that's abusive.
You know, here's another concept. The words fine dining and sports bar do not go together.
No.
You cannot, Rufus, I'm going to have to say this. You call yourself fine dining if you have a fucking TV on the wall. It's impossible.
No. Or neon signs or jerseys in frames. If you have a jersey in a frame, you're not fine.
I'm saying it's as simple as a TV, you can't be fine dining.
If you have a salad bar.
Right. And you're right. Wait a minute. Now you're getting crazy.
Uh-oh.
No, you're right. You know what? About that, you can't call yourself fine. You can call yourself a good family restaurant.
That's true. If I have to sell any, that's not fine dining, that's a family restaurant.
That's the trough.
It's family style.
You can call it yourself.
Yep. The feed bag.
The only thing is they do the dishes.
Exactly. And not that.
Right. You know, anytime I ever try to go to the Salt Lake, you know, the Salt Lake, you know, some part of awesome. The only thing I ever had there, dude, and I paid the fucking 11, 12 bucks. This place is fucking ballsy. You pay your 11, 12, right, and it's family style. Sorry about that. I never got to try the fucking ribs or anything. By the time I got there, somehow, they had sold out of, like, all stuff, and all they had left was sausage. Yeah. So it's like, here's potato salad and sausage and... and some fried beans, some beer, and that's it for $15. I don't eat beer, that's one thing, but I never got the food there, I swear to God.
First of all, I love barbecue sausage. I'd take that over brisket any day.
I do too, but...
I worked I worked for a year and a half years. I worked at a place, Frames On. We worked in a farmhouse that was 5 minutes away from Salt Lake in Dripping Springs, Texas, and about 30 fucking pounds fucking year because
you did
every day for lunch.
Good
it was
protein.
Salt Lake. God damn, it was good.
You know, I do want to give a holiday shout out. Can I give a shout out? Holiday shout out, Roof?
Holiday shout out.
I'm out.
Nice.
Hey, got myself an electric smoke for myself.
Really?
Yes, sir. Oh, you know, been smoking meats, Roof, when we worked together, or whether I worked at Ironworks Barbecue in Austin, Texas. Pretty well-known place at the time. But, so, you know, I'd like to do smoker, and I have an old Brinkman smoker that I did some mods to, hooked it up, put some stuff together, added gas on the box and stuff. But, problem being, when you go eat, dude, it's like a fucking all-day event, right?
Yes.
And I used to have a great reason to buy the fucking garage and get fucking drunk while I was, quote-unquote, smoking a brisket or ribs or whatever, because it takes like 12 hours.
Yes.
That's why people like it so much. It's great. It's a hide and drink.
It's drinking cooking.
Right. You can't, you know, it's like a sporting event. You three Super Bowls. I count the amount of time that it takes to smoke a 10-pound brisket.
That's right.
But anyways, so you really got to sit with it, dude, because the temperature is always fluctuating and shit. So I watched an infomercial the other night. Well, it was about 2 weeks ago, about a smoker called a Masterbuilt smoker. Right, and it's an electric smoker. You just fucking plug it in. It's digital.
Digital.
What? Digital. I got the cheapest digital one to get because it actually, you know, things where the cheaper for the better reviews.
Really?
Right? Out of the same company's stuff. The same company's stuff. Cheaper product kind of had the better review. And by cheaper, I'm cheaper.
Got
$300 product. Right, it's half price. I researched that they had 1,900 reviews on Amazon, and I'm in a minute, but I'm off here, Rufus. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm taking.
No, I'm not.
But and I got it, and I probably did is like put the chips in and turn it, dude. And I probably made the best ribs I ever fucking made with. Yeah, because it just stayed at 240 fucking degrees for like 4 hours.
Wow.
Fluctuating. With the smoke, add wood and chips and shit.
Yeah.
It fucking, it can vary. That fucks up the meat. So this shit turned out good. It's like bake oven. So I didn't get to get as drunk. Just shotgun beers in the garage quickly when I went out to check on it. It all was good. It was good.
You got to switch to hard liquor.
I keep that in the toilet. You know that.
Oh, that's right. Back in the toilet.
Yeah, what did we call that? What was that invention? The what was it called?
I forgot. I wrote it down.
Johnny Bar. I can't remember. But and on the other hand, though, don't hold the reviews. I do believe the reviews on Amazon. Because then one time I ordered a guitar thing from there, and everyone said, this thing's got, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people are just being dickheads, and they got bad to get.
Sure.
And then I got one with a fucking hum, of course.
Of course. Didn't
and
you,
too late,
back in Roehampton days, didn't send it back. Get like a Kurt Cobain special issue? Where did that come from? Because that was before you did line. Or did you?
I did online. That was like the.
Wow.
No, I didn't. You know how I got it, dude?
How
I got it? I ordered it from a catalog.
No shit.
Yeah. That was like calling 800 number and shit like that or stuff. That's back when there was a lot more employed people back then, Rufus. So the economy was better.
Yeah, you could afford to buy Kurt Cobain signature guitars. Is it what is it? I mean, like,
and
what brand?
I wasn't even employed, really. I like to thank some of my loyal marijuana customers for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll say, Joe. There was a couple of one guy. There was a hot redheaded chick that they called Cat and showed me her boobs all the time.
Nice. Any girl named Cat is.
Oh, you know who else there was? Good. There was. You know, you ever see a Dr. Grabe?
No.
You never heard of a doctor? It's kind of pipe, right? It's not like famous. It's like the Everyman pipe. If you go remember, back in the day when they used to sell like pipes at the store, like a corn cob pipe or just like a regular looking pipe,
yeah.
People legitimately smoked tobacco out of. It was called a Dr. Graybo.
Huh.
And I sold pot to a guy who I worked with at Ironworks Barbecue, actually, who Doc's great-grandson.
What?
Yeah. It's an interesting tidbit, isn't it? Because I said to him, I said, Graybo, I said, that's like the pipe guy. Like, dude, he's like, no bullshit. He's like, that actually is my great-grandpa. And he actually had proof. Dude, he had a lot of fucking Dr. Graybo shit.
Dude, your life is like, you're like, I'll fix that. No. You're better than retarded.
Who's to say that retarded people aren't geniuses who are just like, we can't comprehend what they're doing.
Well, they're savant.
Because we're actually the retarded people.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally retarded.
Yeah, I mean, that guy that can, like, carve that shit, like, sculpt those bowls and shit with his hands fucking say.
No, I did not.
Dude, this guy can see like a fucking bull or something. I'm not kidding you. I want you to Google this. He's a savant.
That's what she said.
But he can like see a bull and he can take a piece of clay and like fashion a perfect fucking like replica of this thing in like 10 minutes. And I shit you not.
I need to Google this fucking savant. I'm sorry. That's what
you do it.
So he makes bowls?
No, he like takes a piece of clay and sculpts it into the animal. And I swear to God, dude, didn't talk. But it's like a perfect fucking replica of this animal to scale.
Scale?
Yes, it's like a 40-second scale or a 12.
Is it anatomical?
Depends on how big the bowl is. In every sense of the word, dude. I'm going to open up a small shop just makes fucking dildos.
Oh, my God. Those.
Reps.
Dildos for pets.
Right, yeah. I wasn't even thinking of that market.
That's right. It'll be bought out by Purina.
Oh, my God. Just the nudicles division.
Can you imagine going into Petco?
Farm nudicles.
I need a dildo for my cat.
I could just see you in a suit and doing the sales rounds with your fucking briefcase full of pet dildos.
Oh, my tie would look like a horse penis.
You know what, dude? You don't have. When we go on the sales calls, we're nice.
Okay, great. I wear it around my head, Lena.
Maybe, you know what, I think I told last class when they got rid of the 3D martini lunch and people can ties and bus.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I would look like
one. We're talking about the 3D martini lunch. But, I mean, now, like, you have to talk to us ever. And I've done some of my best brochures without even talking to, like, once at the beginning and once at the end, basically that was just a formality.
Exactly.
Otherwise, everyone would telecommute.
And why wouldn't you, if you can?
I don't know. Then I started thinking about it. You know, these guys are getting to go somewhere and take it out of their check. I'm almost envious.
Yeah.
Did I help Bruce see there, Ruth? What are we celebrate here? What are you going to do? Anything exciting?
For the new year?
Sit at home and get drunk.
I'm not going to celebrate anything, I think. I'm just going to do the same old thing, but I won't have to work the next day. So, how many worries, I guess.
Worries. Yeah, I know. It's like a four-day weekend. How's
yeah.
Is David Lee completely finished there?
He's done for now. He left it up to me, I guess. I mean, everything that we needed him to do is done. So, like, in the office, if we just rear to the floor. In fact, I was working on that right up to the ship, rear to the floor and the baseboards, and I was redoing the floor right up to the show in this audio booth that I'm in right now. So it's
good to hear it. Glad things are going well in Arkansas.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds like it. How's the new dog doing?
Fantastic. He's a big country dog. He's fucking huge, man. He's the size of a fucking Great Dane. He thinks he's a fucking Chihuahua.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. So it was this gigantic. And he just... smaller dog. He can fit the entire smaller dog's head in his mouth, and he does routinely when they're playing. He just grabs the dog by the head. Both of them love each other.
He calls that playing, huh?
Yeah. The other dog likes it.
Right. So, you're not doing anything for New Year's either. How sad is that?
I mean, what do you do?
It's really not. I'm staying at home.
I mean, what do you do for
you do?
Works and you kiss somebody? Is that the whole deal?
I guess. I don't know. I think you spend a lot of money. I don't know. I mean, what do you think they did in the Mayan times? They drank beer, obviously, right?
Well, they probably some babies and played some game where the loser got beheaded.
Right, he invented basketball so they could chop people's heads off, right? Basically. And the deal was, you didn't want, like, the people who won got beheaded or something.
I have the idea. But beheading was...
I really think that was, like, the rule.
If you won, you got beheaded. Just sit down.
I don't know. And then... I guess the games would probably go on for like 2 or 3 weeks. You can't or do anything. The game is over. Like everyone just eventually dies.
Nice. And those who didn't get it.
Right, because they won. Exactly.
That's right. You win by not
dying. I call that Obamacare. Just a medical Obamacare, right? I don't know. I'm not even really sure what Obamacare is. I just know that I didn't get free health insurance out of it.
If I'd qualify for anything free, fucking night. No.
No. You know what's fucked up? I saw this thing in this Money magazine where they showed you how to make $150,000 a year and not pay any fucking taxes. And it's totally fucking doable.
Yeah.
It's like I'm too lazy.
What is it?
It's a lot of work. Sounds like a lot of work. It's not. It's really not. You just like put as much you can in your 401k. You give money to charity. You got to give some of your money up, but you're basically just not paying taxes on it. But it seemed like a lot of work. It's really not. Think about it.
Well,
I swear to God, it's a real deal.
I hardly do anything now and make a good living. Why would I work harder and make the same-ish?
One thing they just showed you how to not pay taxes on what you make.
Mm. What the boy?
What?
That doesn't suck moving from Texas to Arkansas as a state tax, but Texas doesn't.
Right. State taxes suck.
But I did notice that Texas makes up for it by having all these fucking like your car inspected in Arkansas, but you do in Texas. So there's all these things where they make up for it. And they're like, oh, well, you got to do this and got to do that. And it's all fucking tax money.
Yeah, but I bet Arkansas has an axle tax where you got to pay, and Texas probably doesn't. It's all bullshit.
I don't pay
taxes. But you don't pay your taxes.
Why
should you?
I haven't paid taxes in 15 years.
For you.
I haven't.
Good for you. You keep your money offshore.
No, I keep it in my back in a mayonnaise jar.
This is what you should do, dude. You should open a bank account in another country and just have that your check from Dreamtime deposit there, right? Because they're offshore, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're off American shores.
Right. Yeah, so you should do that and draw from that fucking thing. They can't take that fucking money from you.
Fuck yeah.
Just draw like 10 grand at a time.
Yes, I should.
They might even pay you somehow.
Oh, yeah, the IRS will owe me money. Hey, look, I've been hiding my money from you. You owe me.
Here's the problem with the IRS, or here's the problem with the state tax anyways. I tried to do the right thing. I figured out that I owed, like, more money on my state taxes, and I tried to – and it, like, made a huge fucking headache for me.
What?
Right? And then I had to – probably something they never, ever would have fucking realized. I owed them $555, and I told them. You know what? I called them up and said, look, I think I need to do something. I need to reinstate my state taxes. And all of a sudden, dude, they were, like, up my ass and, like, getting all information and shit for me. And I'm like, why did I try to do the fucking right thing? That's why I don't even try. No matter, shit like that ends up being a fucking pain in the ass.
You went
they
to
weren't them. Just like, yes, you can just, yeah. And they weren't just like, yes, you can give us the money.
Okay? No, they're like, oh, look, we got a.
Then they had to see, yeah, we need to see documentation on that. And you need to fill out this paperwork that says this between this and these dates and all this fucking bullshit. And I'm just like, this is so fucked up.
Wow.
Funny thing is, in the long run, I ended up owing them like $211 less after
really?
I went through all the paperwork that they suggested, yes.
Wow.
So they kind of fucked themselves. But, I mean, it was. I would have gladly given them the $200 to not have to fucking do that kind of bullshit.
Time is money, dude. Time is money. And so is convenience.
Oh, Here's the other thing. As soon as I did that, they gave me like this time frame that I had to work within to get this all this paperwork taken care of, okay? So I'm from my office, dude, and being put on hold for like 40 or 50 minutes.
Fuck no.
No one ever fucking answered. No one ever fucking – the email shit did not fucking work, dude. I tried to set it up like 20 times. It's like they want you to like not be able to get in touch with them inside this window so they can really start fucking with you.
Yes.
Try it. You know what? I should have fucking videotaped this thing on GoPro. I should have made a few minutes. I'm dead fucking serious.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would laugh. I'm like, I can't even stay on hold anymore. I have to do regular work. All right, I'm done ranting.
No, that was great.
No, I'm just saying, they did not want me to be able to get through to them on purpose.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have a desk job, you couldn't have. You couldn't have. You couldn't have. If you worked a job like where you worked on a line or something, you're trying to get in touch with these people, you'd get fired from your job.
Yeah, well, it's the government. They suck at what they do. They're worse than Guitar Center.
But they suck purposely. They purposely were sucking because they're like, we can, because they start adding on all these fees and shit.
Yep, just like a bank. Bank is the same way.
Yeah. Hey, they're the exact same thing. But I'm telling you that doesn't exist.
Again, it's all credit and bits. Might as well just go to bed.
I watched an interesting, whatever happened to that $7 million worth of Bitcoin, no one really gives a legitimate stock scam.
Yep.
You know, in real to begin with. Let's reflect on Bitcoin. We should right now. We should roll the main footage with IP Bitcoin.
Oh my God! Bitcoin still not
Bitcoin footage.
Done.
I mean, what is it like? 2013, 2014? How long was Bitcoin around?
I think it was maybe 2014, Bitcoin's big, and the fucking trade on it towards the end of 2013 was ridiculous. You needed one Bitcoin equaled $1,000. I mean,
right.
Seriously?
Okay. You knew it. Bitcoins did not have lasting power.
That's right. That's right.
Well, the McDonald's scale of a.
Wait a minute.
They couldn't, if you spent one Bitcoin, you would put a whole dollar store out of business. You're out of stock.
You know. I've got one bit. I'll buy you out.
One bit. I'm going to need 1,000 items.
That's right. I need all the cheap sunglasses you have and some. SOS pads.
Then I'm going to go next door and sell the 90 cents a piece so I can get cash for this bit actually worth nothing.
That's right. I'll buy the Dollar Tree where everything's a dollar, and then I'll sell it for twice as much at Dollar General where everything for a dollar.
No, you just sell it for half as much. This is how the stock market works. It's not as much. When it goes down, you buy it again for half as much, all right? When you sell it to some guy, for 25 cents, and then you buy it back and return it to their store for a dollar.
Wow, that makes so much economic sense. No wonder aliens don't fuck with us.
That's kind of how the stock market works. That's part. That's sure selling anyway. You know why they can say the stock market legalized gambling? Because the regular investors don't fucking in the stock market.
Oh, wow. So it's not gambling. It's just set up against you?
Hey, yeah. It's like loading.
It's kind of like casino gambling. Pretty much.
Here's how it works. Right, it is for sure, but there's the one fucking ends once the stock market there, you don't even get guy fucking hits it big ever.
Sad.
Is that true? See, I think that's where the idea for that's.
Yeah, might be.
A sober James Hetch.
Lamb. I can get a run.
Really?
No.
Seriously?
I have a weird look.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to take care of that. Take care of that now. I promise you that.
Right.
All right. Are we doing a Thursday show?
Yes, absolutely. A real, because that'll be after the new year. It'll be grand opening time.
I'm going to spend the rest of tonight, since I don't have any work to do, come with a outline for the show so I don't just fucking blather on shit.
Okay. Oh, blathering's cool, but yeah, let's do an outline as well.
No.
Okay.
All right. I'll be in touch to you, bro.
All right.
Be good. Happy New Year.
Same to you.